Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into something pretty specialized, local seismic response analysis. Think about modeling how the ground shakes during an earthquake, incredibly complex stuff. But there's a new update to a key software tool, RSL3 2D, that's making waves. Our mission today is to unpack how this new version, 2025.12.RealAway290, aims to change the game based on what they've recently announced.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, I think, is how it tackles the the sheer tedium and potential for error in this kind of high-stakes work.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about an automation designed to really boost efficiency.
Okay, so RSL3 2D, it's a tool for engineers and geoscientists, right, for modeling ground response. But what's the, you know, the big deal about this specific update?
The headline feature is this new automated wizard. Think of it as a guide that walks you through the entire analysis setup. The core idea is really to streamline everything, cut down that setup time dramatically, and crucially, minimize the risk of mistakes creeping in.
Right, because mistakes in this field can have serious consequences. Now, the announcement mentions a pretty clear, like, six-phase workflow that this wizard steps you through. Can you break that down for us? How does it actually change things?
Absolutely. It's basically like having an intelligent assistant for the really critical, sometimes repetitive parts. So first up, you've got phase one, defining the base and size. Used to be tricky, lots of checking. Now you just pick four points, four vertices, and bam, RSL figures out the base, the sides, applies the right constraints, boundary conditions, all automatically.
Wow, okay. That sounds like it tackles a common headache right away. What about making sure the underlying parameters are sound as you go?
Good question. That brings us to phase two, automatic controls and optimizations. Here, the system actually goes through and checks and even corrects fundamental things. We're talking constraints, accelerations, loads, damping settings, phases. It's essentially a built-in QA check, catching potential issues early on, stuff that might have slipped through before.
Hmm, so it's building in reliability, not just speed. Makes sense. What's phase three?
Phase three is material verification. The software shows you the materials involved, and here's the cool part. It automatically sets the failure criterion based on the stratigraphy, you know, the soil layers. So you don't have to manually figure that out for every single layer, which could be, well, really time-consuming.
Okay, so it automates the heavy lifting where it makes sense, but surely the expert still needs to make some key calls.
Exactly right. And that's clear in phase four. Selection of monitored nodes. This is where you, the user, decide. You pick the specific points, the nodes, you want to keep a close eye on during the analysis. This lets you focus the computation, potentially speeding things up without sacrificing the precision you need. You still drive the analysis strategy.
Got it. Control where it counts. What about getting the actual earthquake data in?
That's phase five. Accelerogram input. The wizard makes it much easier to import those accelerograms, the ground motion recordings. You can pull them from standard text files or these Rexel-compatible zip files. It just smooths out that whole data integration process. Less fussing with formats.
Okay, so you've defined the geometry, checked parameters, set materials, chosen monitoring points, imported the earthquake data. Then what?
Then you're pretty much there. Phase six is the final analysis. With all those steps handled, your project is set up and ready to go. You can launch the RSL analysis right away, knowing the configuration is solid.
So stepping back a bit, what does this really mean for someone who does this work day in, day out? It sounds like a pretty significant shift.
It really is. It means the software takes on a lot of that painstaking, repetitive setup work, you know, the error checking. This frees up the experts, the engineers, the analysts, to spend more brain power on interpreting the results, looking at different mm-hmm. scenarios, making those critical judgments that, frankly, only a human can. It's technology boosting both accuracy and speed in a really specialized area.
And for anyone listening who works in this field and is thinking, okay, I want to see this, the announcement did mention ways to learn more, didn't it?
Uh-huh. Yes, they mentioned a video demo showing these new features in action, so you can actually see how the wizard works. Plus, they mentioned a special offer, a 50% discount coupon, RSL50 UP grade, for buying or upgrading. But important note, it's limited, only 20 coupons available, and the offer ends either when they run out or on June 30th, 2025. So something to keep in mind.
Right, good to know. So this look at the RSL 2D update, it really underscores this trend of, well, smart automation making complex expert tasks more streamlined, more efficient.
It does indeed. And, you know, as we see more software like this taking over the, let's call them foundational tasks, the meticulous setup, it brings up a bigger question, maybe for you listening. How do you see the role of human expertise changing in your field?
Mm-hmm.
When the tools handle the basics, what new skills, what higher level thinking becomes even more critical? Something to think about. Yeah.